This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19. The CDC leader said not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. Walensky said that the infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death toll is expected to follow the decrease in infections. Britain's health chief is hailing a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, saying it supports the government's contentious strategy of delaying the second shot so it can protect more people quickly with the first shot. Britain's decision has been criticized as risky by other European countries, but Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday that the study backs the strategy that we've taken, and it shows the world that the Oxford vaccine works effectively. Hancock's comments came after Oxford University released a study showing the vaccine cut transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevented severe disease. And U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy. But he said he was open to Republicans' demand to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. Via remote, this is VOA News. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tat Mada, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency, detaining de facto leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and President Met Wei, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy Party, which won the November elections. The Tat Mada has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Guterres said, if anything, Aung San Suu Kyi was too close to the military, defending its brutal offensive against Rohingya Muslims that caused nearly a million of them to flee to neighboring Bangladesh 3 years ago. Top administration officials have said the United States will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed, while continuing vital humanitarian and development programs. Internet providers in Myanmar, including the state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country on Thursday, days after military leaders seized power in a coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February the 7th for the sake of stability. A Facebook spokesperson said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. Strong winds are fanning brush fires burning out of control in Western Australia. Authorities say the fire burning east of the Western Australian capital of Perth has destroyed up to 81 homes. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan said that the threat of lives and homes was far from over, stressing that there were still several emergency warnings still in place. And a bipartisan report to Congress said on Wednesday that the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all of its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghanistan study also said the U.S. should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the Trump administration conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again. So stay tuned and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, the land of Nigeria, with Asha in Fire on the Mountain. And right after that, Princess July of Kenya in Akwambo. And then to Josika Million of Uganda in Bahati Yangu. But first, Fire on the Mountain with the Nigerian super lady, Asha.
Seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top, and no one is running. I wake up in the morning, tell you what I see on my TV screen. I see the blood of an innocent child, and everybody's watching. Now I'm looking out my window, and what do I see? I see an army of a soldier man marching across the street. Hey, hey, Mr. Soldier Man, tomorrow is the day.
Changu ni changu, changu ni changu ni changu. Awelewi kila mutu na ba Karibie, wambie tena wakusikie, wewe ndio uliamua tuwe. Tunafanya kazi na bidii, tunakuomba na unatukubariki, hatulewi fitina ya nini, tunakaza sana kupata maisha.
Yango by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. Before that, Akwambu by Princess July of Kenya. And Fire on the Mountain by Asha of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African beat keeps going. Now to Senegal, Pape Diouf in Pikine, and right after that, Aye Mama by Wheezy Waza of Sierra Leone, courtesy of Paradise Records in Freetown, and right after that, South Africa's Johnny Clegg in Chongosi. But first, Pikine by Pape Diouf of Senegal.
Chulen mo begelen, balio, enyu manko. mama, I get a lama, Balio, ye like a game.
You gonna buy. Jongosi, I wear my Jongosi, Azovimba Pamiri.
Chongozi by Johnny Clegg of South Africa. And before that, Aye Mama by Wizzy Waza of Sierra Leone and Pikine by Pape Diouf of Senegal. This is your super show, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, the African beat from the Voice of America, right here in Washington, D.C. And I am David Vandy, pushing and pulling the records for you.
The African beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Oni Kayode Phillips of Akure Ondo State, Nigeria. And he says, it's always a pleasure to send an email to you, the African vibe slinging David. African Beat has and will continue to be a delight to listen to as long as VOA has guys like you. I am fortunate to be in your list of diehard listeners. And with that, let's take some music right now. This next song is from Akim of Egypt. It's El Nar. And right after that, Big Boss by Chidi Bangs of Tanzania and Yopo by MZ Bell of Ghana. But first, El Nar by Akim of Egypt.
big boss, MC mkali na kwenda profit, see any loss, na kuja kwa shika, shika, na kuja kwa fanya film ziku wa speaker. Hili tupo juicy, hatupenda kitabu, ya nikute nipo full na nga kama dhahabu. Ingawa na kata, watakubari tuna, wapende wasipende, bado tutakaju. Wache wasema, si tunazini kupita, wache wadune, si tunazini kusikika, tunazini tukufari. Na watoto kari, tunahama tuviwanja, hatukosi mahali, tunakamata kamata kila vita tunanga. Mafanzo na kubari, mapindi wana shangaa, soki. Here I came to the deal, and you're not coming to me making no matter to see me.
Hell, yo, my boy, yo, day. Sort of down the boo, shiny corner, wani. Hell, yo, my boy, yo, day. Yeah, I'm not going to make me shame, come on, who you to me. Hell, yo, my boy, yo, day. Sort of down the boo, shiny corner, wani. Hell, yo, my boy, yo, day. Yeah, I'm not going to make me shame, come on, who you to me.
Biki, rap kwa streeti, yu kwa pamoja wate ishara ya plisi. Chidi Benz kutokia Mairara, kwa wabish daima wakujitoa kafara gia. Tunakomana wanapenda jua yetu wakati hatujuye kwao. Yeah, na watenda kima tendo, naziba mashimo na kava kila kitengo. Baby girl, you look so fine, na jota penda kwenda kubuki na mileo. Tuenzetu, tugacheze mziki, masail ya kimton kama yare ya kwenye video.
Shame, come on.
Before by MZ Bell of Ghana. Before that, Big Boss by Chidi Benz of Tanzania. And El Nard by Hakim of Egypt. This is the African Beat, and I hope you're having a wonderful time out there. Whatever you're doing, I'll keep bringing out the good African songs to you. And so I'll be right back. Stay close.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Mutoro in Nairobi, Kenya. I am a staunch listener of the African Beat by DJ David Vendi on 107.6 FM, Voice of America.
Welcome back. And now, Bolo Kuala by Belka Tobies of Cameroon. And right after that, Drogba, dedicated to Didier Drogba of the Ivory Coast. This one is done by Christina DJ of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Bolo Kuala by Belka Tobies of Cameroon.
Tomber comme un chiffon. Dans Marie-Claire, pas de la cité sique.
DJ of Cote d'Ivoire, and before that, Angolo Kuala by Bel Katobis of Cameroon. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.